Simon & Schuster Audio presents Caught by the Scot by Karen Hawkins. Read by Gary Furlong. 1. Connor Douglas slammed his glass onto the heavy oak table.
Bloody hell. Nay, I will nay do it.
Lachlan Hamilton, the Duke of Hamilton, and Connor's brother-in-law, stared out the castle window at the rocky cliff overhanging the cold grey sea. "'Tis nae a question," he said shortly. Connor knew what lay on that cliff. Under a giant oak was a grave, the dirt freshly turned from the burial they'd attended not an hour ago.
"Och, Anna, why did you leave us?"
A wave of grief hit Connor like a hammer, and he had to swallow twice before he could even breathe. His only sister, gone.
"Hamilton, 'tis too soon. You can't expect us to..."
"I do and I will,"
Hamilton snapped with a look of blazing fury. "You and your brothers will find wives within the next 3 months, or you'll nae touch a penny of your inheritance."
"You've nae that authority."
Jack's voice was heavy with rage. Connor eyed his oldest brother with unease. Jack was not called the Black Douglas for naught. His temper was as dark as his midnight hair.
"I am the executor of your sister's will," the Duke said grimly. "Do as Anna wished and find wives, and I'll grant you each your portion of your inheritance. Good wives too, nae tavern maids, nae actresses, and nae soiled doves, but women of quality, like your sister."
Connor ground his teeth in anger, not just at the terms of the will, but at life. 1 week ago, he, Declan and Jack had sailed here, to the Isle of Arran, in high spirits after receiving word that their sister Anna was delivering her baby.